From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Israel, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has survived a crucial test of support within his own party. Former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been challenging Sharon's leadership of Likud. Today, a very close vote by Likud's 3,000-member Central Committee assured that Sharon will remain, at least for now. NPR's Linda Gradstein joins us now from Jerusalem. Linda, what prompted this challenge to Sharon's leadership?
Well, the immediate prompting was the Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. Sharon, over a year ago, went to the Likud Central Committee and said, I want to do this pullback from Gaza. I think it's the best thing for Israel. And the Central Committee had a vote, and they said, no, don't go ahead. Sharon then ignored the Central Committee and took it to the parliament, which passed it. And that withdrawal is very popular in Israel, but not very popular in the Likud Central Committee. And in August, Benjamin Netanyahu withdrew from Likud, saying he could not support a government. Sorry, Benjamin Netanyahu withdrew from the coalition, saying he could not support a government that would pull out of Gaza. So the vote was a leadership contest between Sharon and Netanyahu, and Sharon narrowly won.
And explain what happened now with this vote, how the committee voted.
Well, the vote was really a procedural issue. The question was, do you support moving up party primaries as advocated by Netanyahu or keeping them as they're scheduled in about 6 months as Sharon advocated? And almost 2,800 of the 3,000 members of the Central Committee voted, and the Sharon camp won by just over 100 votes. It was a really bitterly contested vote. There was a bit of a brouhaha yesterday during the Central Committee meeting when Sharon got up to speak. All of a sudden, his microphone didn't work, and he left the hall without delivering his speech. Each camp blamed the other for sabotaging the microphone. The police say they still don't know what happened. But it was a very bitter fight. But in the end, it means that Sharon will remain the leader of the Likud.
And this brinksmanship between the committee members, does it reflect a chasm in the general public?
No. I mean, the Likud Central Committee is in a different place than the general public. Even, according to polls, even the general public of the Likud supported the Gaza withdrawal. But the Central Committee has always backed Netanyahu more than Sharon, and many of them felt very betrayed by it. However, there were, Sharon's advisors had said that if he lost today's vote, he would consider leaving the Likud, which he founded, and starting a new centrist party, which would have been a really big shakeup in Israeli politics. Now, that's not going to happen, at least in the short run.
Now, is it thought that Netanyahu will now withdraw his bid for party leadership, or might he try again?
Well, he still has the primaries, and this whole fight was over the date of the primaries, and Netanyahu wanted the primaries sooner, hoping to capitalize on the discontent in the Likud Central Committee with the Gaza withdrawal. But there will still be primaries in 6 months, and Israeli analysts expect that Netanyahu has no intention of going anywhere, and that the fight between Sharon and Netanyahu will play out yet again in about 6 months.
Just very quickly, Linda, this meeting began amid a new wave of violence. Could you just quickly tell us what's going on there?
Yes, since in the past, Israel withdrew from Gaza 2 weeks ago, and over the weekend there was a series of incidents. Palestinians fired more than 40 Qassam rockets into southern Israel, wounding 5 Israelis. Israel launched a series of airstrikes that killed 4 militants. In the last 24 hours, the situation does seem to have calmed down.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.